Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, as global markets reel from tariff shocks and recession fears mount in the United States, the ripple effects are being felt here at home. From risks to South African exports to uncertainty around the government of national unity, the pressure is certainly on. And my question today is South Africa ready for what is coming, or are we maybe sleepwalking into a storm? I'm going to talk to Chris Holdsworth, who's the Chief Investment Strategist at Investec Wealth and Investment International, also the voice behind the Macro Monday briefings. Chris, a very warm welcome. And very bluntly, in your opinion, how exposed is South Africa if these US tariffs persist?
Yeah, we are exposed in certain ways. I think there's a couple of points worthy of consideration. The first is we don't know if the tariffs are going to persist. Over the past week, we've seen three material adjustments to tariff policy out of the US, and there may well be further sizable adjustments over the coming few weeks. So we can't fully answer the question because we don't yet know what the question is. We don't yet know what the tariff policy is going to be. It's probably going to take about a month or two to settle down as a starting point. The second point, though, is a lot of what South Africa exports are things that the US cannot easily produce, commodities. And those commodities, up until now, have been exempt from the tariffs that the US is imposing. So a large portion of South African exports actually are unaffected. There's a much smaller portion, and particularly related to agriculture and vehicle manufacturing, which is affected. And for that, those two sectors in particular, there would be a sizable knock, and there's no easy way around that. We could try other markets around the globe, but the rest of the world is going to attempt to do that. So for those sectors in particular, I would say that there certainly is some risk, but we can't yet quantify it.
You're suggesting, though, that a lot of the risk is simply in the opaqueness, in the uncertainty. And how then does South Africa navigate around that? And again, in a similar position, I imagine, to many other countries.
Similar to all the other countries. I mean, we sit within that bucket of countries that now has a 10% tariff, and the US is asking to negotiate with each of those countries. And we have no clarity at all as to what the intention is. It seems that the guideline from the US administration has been that they would like a neutral trade balance with all countries. That would be quite difficult for countries that are relatively poor, like South Africa or like Lesotho. I mean, how can we afford to increase our imports of goods out of the US? It could be quite difficult to achieve. So there might be other things that we have to give up in some form of negotiation, or it might be the case that we land up with a tariff of 10%. But it's very difficult to say at this point. We first have to see the negotiations and then some guidelines to what they're looking to settle on.
And overlaying or overarching this problem, Chris, is the risk which continues this week about a collapse of South Africa's government of national unity.
You know, there is an extra layer of SA-specific risk, which has actually seen the rand weaken relative to other emerging market currencies that themselves weakened against the dollar in this environment of heightened political uncertainty in the US and globally. And it makes it very difficult for South Africa because it has real-world consequences. When the rand weakens, the Reserve Bank takes note, and it may well hinder their ability to cut rates. As an example, it also leads to higher inflation, and there's other knock-on consequences too. So there are certainly real-world consequences of heightened political uncertainty, and as soon as those could be addressed, we may well see some form of reprieve, at least relative to other EMs. But short of that, it is likely to weigh on our market.
So fair to say then that investor confidence in South Africa is in danger possibly of cracking over all the political noise. And that means that it's going to become incrementally more difficult for this country to attract capital with all the global uncertainty rising.
I'd say that's a fair characterization. There's an extra point to add, though. South Africa already trades at a pretty sizable discount to other emerging markets and to developed markets. As an example, our stock market trades on a forward PE of around 10, and the US is on a forward PE of 19. Our bond yields trade at between 10 to 11%, depending on the day that you're looking at them. US bond yields are trading between 4 and 4.5%. So there's a lot of risk premium already priced into South African assets. So the bad news to some degree has been priced in very low expectations for South Africa, but nonetheless, that doesn't mean that we are completely insulated from any risk of concerns. We would be moving in line with the rest of the globe, but bearing in mind that there is a margin of safety here at least.
So you talk about looking for other markets, and maybe if Europe surprises us on growth when numbers are out, is there a realistic chance that we could aggressively pivot our trade strategy away from the United States?
I think the starting point is to recognize that Europe is a much bigger trading partner for us than the United States, much bigger. And should it be the case that we see an acceleration of European growth, that would be massively important for South African exports and go some way in offsetting the aggregate effect of increased tariffs in the US. But I think you've hit the nail on the head here. If it is the case that Europe is able to accelerate, that goes some way in bailing out SA and a whole range of other countries. The difficulty is going to be for European growth to actually accelerate in an environment where US growth is decelerating. That's very unusual.
And Chris, just a final one then. We know that US bond markets are currently flashing red. How is this going to affect South Africa? And should the Reserve Bank be strategizing or planning or even bracing for increased capital flight?
I'm sure it's something that they look at on a regular basis, and I'm sure it's something that they're considering at the moment. But the US has that issue themselves. What's happened is that we've seen a widespread withdrawal of investors from US assets, equities, fixed income, and the dollar themselves have all weakened at the same time, which is very unusual by itself. It is a problem for a country like South Africa because our interest rates typically take their cue from US rates along with other emerging markets. And so in the case that US yields do go up, naturally it puts upward pressure on our yields. I wouldn't say that that would automatically by itself lead to capital flight out of SA, but it does certainly lead to a valuation concern in SA. We end up with higher yields, and that means higher discount rates. It makes it much more difficult for companies to beat their cost of capital. And these are all things that would land up in the mix for the local market.
I appreciate the assessment. That's Chris Holdsworth, Chief Investment Strategist at Investec Wealth and Investment. Chris, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.